We have these two nouns, book and teacher, or book and Muhammad. You will say, Kitabu al-Mudarrisi. Or if it is Tanween here, Muhammadun, she Muhammadun, it will become Kitabu Muhammadin. Kitabu Muhammadin. Are you with me, brother?
Yeah.
Kitabu Muhammadin. So, Brother Farooq, this part, which now in Arabic we call Mudaf Ilehi. In English, you can say possessor, who owns the thing, owner or possessor, will always be majrur. Always be majrur, you know. That's why I emphasize learning those three cases, you know. Marfu, mansub, majrur. Mansub is coming in book two. Okay. Majrur will come now. If I say pen of Muhammad, then kalamu Muhammadin. Pen of teacher, kalamul mudarrisi, because it's al-mudarrisi. Are you with me? Al-mudarrisu became al-mudarrisi. Kalamul mudarrisi. Kalamul will join it. Okay? The house of teacher, what will you say? Baitul Mudarrisi. Baitul Mudarrisi. House of Muhammad, Baitu Muhammadin. Okay? So, coming back to our basic point, Mudaf Ilahi will always be majrur. Mudaf can be marfu, can be mansub, and can be majrur. Okay? When you will see the examples in front of you, you will, inshallah, figure out. And then, brothers and sisters, the most important thing to bear in mind is the mudaf, which is thing possessed. Or thing owned. It's all in the key, brother. It's all in the key. Thing possessed will never have al. Never. And it will never have tanween. That's all. If you can understand this, alhamdulillah. We go to the lesson, brothers and sisters. And we try to do something. Yes, Brother Farooq.
What's the difference between, like, when would you use tanween and when would you use majrur?
Brother, if the noun is definite, then you won't use tanween. Except if it is a proper noun. If it is a proper noun. Like, the teacher. How do I say in its marfu form? Al-mudarrisu. Make it into mansub form, al-mudarrisa. Make it into majrur form, al-mudarrisi. Muhammadun. Make it into marfu form, Muhammadun. Mansub form, Muhammadan. Majrur form, Muhammadan. After the break, I will show you a page that you should do this weekend, inshallah. We have given you an exercise in the handout. Okay.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Now we say, supposing there's a pen, now we know the particular teacher, there's a student, you don't know which student's pen it is. So, kalamu talibin.
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 You need a pen of a, we know a pen of a student, we don't know who's.
So we can use that.
Of course it will come.
Okay.
But most of the time it will be definite. Okay. But indefinite is possible, of course.
Okay.
Of course it's possible. But the page number 28 in your book. Page 28. We are not going to the main lesson. I'm going to the exercises. Huh? I'm going to the exercises so that I want you to get a little stronger.
Okay.
Huh? Exercise number two. After having understood this, brothers and sisters, let us make an effort. It's very easy. There are two nouns on your right hand side. Huh? And there are two columns, brother.
Yes.
Huh? On the right hand side, there are two nouns. And all of them are marfu. But as you can see, the first noun is indefinite, and the second noun is
proper name.
So definite. MashaAllah, that was excellent, Brother Samad. That I want you to feel that way. You see two nouns, Kalamun and Muhammadun. Is Kalamun definite, indefinite?
Indefinite.
Is Muhammadun definite, indefinite?
Definite.
Huh? So you must feel that way. Huh? So all the names are definite nouns. Huh? And there are indefinite nouns in front of it. Are you with me, brother?
Yes.
Huh? Fine, brother. We have been given an example. Kitabun Muhammadun. Are you with me?
Yes.
Now you make a possessive case. Make a idafa. What is given here? Kitabu Muhammadin. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Okay. Now, follow that example and follow the explanation that was given to you. Kalamun Hamidun.
Kalamun
Hamidun. How will you translate? Hamid. Pen. Hamid's pen or pen of Hamid. Now, Baitun Abbasun. How will you translate? Baitu Abbasin. Huh? Do it, brother and sister. You got to do it properly at home, huh? Gurfatun Aliyun. Gurfatun is a room. Huh? Gurfa tu Aliyin. Are you with me, brother Farooq? Can you do it, brother? Inshallah. Huh? Just do this exercise. Brother, sometimes as I said in the beginning, this is not halwa puri. But these are hard chickpeas. But we will boil a little extra and make a hummus out of it. Huh? Okay? Okay? Inshallah. So, daftarun sa'idun. Daftaru sa'idin. Are you with me? Daftaru Sa'idin. Notebook of Sa'id. Okay. Next one, brother. Mindilun Yasirun. What will you say? Mindilu Yasirin. Sister Fatima, are you comfortable? You can do the exercise? Sister Naima, I'm not too much worried because you are a team here. You got, so you are very strong as a team. You can help each other, inshallah. Okay, Kamisun Ammarun. Kamisun
Ammarin.
Kamisu Ammarin. Translate, Brother Abdul Qadir.
Shirt of Ammar.
See, you said off, but there was no off in Arabic. Huh? So in this construction, we get the meaning of off. Okay, brother? Okay, now, Sarirun Khalidun. Sariru Khalidin. Got the idea? Masha. Now come to the next column. Now we have a definite noun with al. Are you with me? Two nouns, but one of them is a definite with al. Okay? So Maktabul Mudar Maktabun. First noun is Maktabun. The second noun is Al Mudarri Su. So what will happen now, brother? Maktabul Mudarri Si. One. Huh? See, Brother Farooq, it's a single. No Tanween here because Al is there. Okay? Al and Tanween cannot come together. Huh? And especially what we are learning here, that Mudaf Ilayhi is always Majroor. If it is with Al, then it will have a single. Kasra. If it is a proper name, then it can have Tanween. Next one, miftahun albaytu. How will you now change that? Miftahul bayti. What is the meaning of miftahul bayti? Key of the house. House key. Miftahul bayti. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Next one, brothers and sisters. Dukanun attajiru. Dukanut tajiri. Dukanut tajiri. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Very good. What is next one, brother? Baitun al-muhandisu. Al-muhandisu. Baitun al-muhandisu. How will you now change it, brother? Baitul muhandisi. I think this is turning into halwa puri now. Okay, it's easy, inshallah. Ismul wala, ismun al-waladu. How will you say? Ismul waladi. Ismul waladi. What will you say? Ismul waladi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? How will you translate? Name of the boy. The boy. Name of the boy. Because it is definite. Very good. Oh, next one is very easy. Kitabun Allahu. Kitabullahi. Now, if I say Kitabullahi, what will you say? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. We have to get used to this term. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Just like jar majrur, we will say mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Inshallah. Very good, brother. Bintun attabibu. Bintut tabibi. What will you say? What kind of a compound is this? Two words? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. It's a compound. Now we can call it as a compound. Two words. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Fine, brother and sister. Miftahun as-sayyaratu. What will you say? Miftahus sayyarati. Miftahus sayyarati. Translate, brothers? Car key. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You got the idea? Yes. Proper noun is the name of a person, a thing. Farooq is a proper noun. Hassan is a proper noun. Muhammad is a proper noun. Okay? Are you with me? I'm not taking brother Abdul Samad's name. I'm keeping it in reserve. And I'll explain you the meaning of his name later on. Okay? Inshallah. You'll be surprised by the things that you didn't know, you will know today, inshallah. Okay. Brothers and sisters, maybe I should explain now. It will be nice now. Brother? Brother, look at this. Abdun Allah Hu. Make it into idafa. Abdullah. Okay. Now I say Abdun So we have here brother Abdus Samad, Samadi. But we don't say Abdus Samadi, but it is Abdus Samad. I always prefer to call him Abdus Samad because that is the proper name. Abdus Samad. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So what is his name, brother Farooq? Abdus Samad. Brother Mudaf and Mudaf Ilehi. Are you with me? Don't call him brother Mudaf Mudafilehi. But his name is, what is his name? Mudaf Mudafilehi. You did not know that, brother Abdul Samad. Oh, here we have another Mudaf Mudafilehi. What is his name? Abdul Qadiri. Abdul Qadiri. Deeri. Another mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Did you know you are mudaf mudaf ilayhi? No, today you know you are mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? A slave of Allah, and Samad is somebody who is very independent. He does not depend on anybody. The whole creation depends on Allah. But Allah is free from all these wants and dependency. He's above everything, you know. We need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. We need Allah. Okay? Yes, brother. Brother, don't worry about that now. In simple English, brother, you say, thing possessed. Possess and possessor. Possessed and possessor. That will be the proper thing now. Are you with me, brothers? Possess and possessor. Thing possessed, thing owned, and owner. Like that. Brother, what is this? What is this, brother? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? What is it? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Kitabul lahi. Now, I am coming and putting here fee. MashaAllah. See, harf jar? No, you got to tell me. If I say harf jar, you should shout at me. Harf jar? Ism majrur. You will say ism majrur. Harf jar? Ism majrur. So harf jar came, we should have ism majrur now. So what happened now? Fi kitabillahi. You know why it happened. Okay, if I say min, Now, if I say to you, Baytullahi, Baytullahi, now I am putting min, what will you say? Min bil Baytullahi. You got the idea? So that is why I told you, mudaf can have a Dhamma, mudaf can have a Kasra, mudaf can have a Fatha, depending on what kind of a role it's being played. But, brothers and sisters, remember, mudaf ilayhi will always, always, always be majrur. It is always majrur, khalas. No change there. So from kitabullahi, we came to fi kitabillahi. And from baytullahi, we came to min baytillahi. So you can use any name. Now I'm going to give you a little else. It will surprise you. What is it, brother? Ismullah. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Brother, now I am telling you, I am using B. What will happen now? Harfjar, ism majur. B is with or by. What do you say every time? Bismillah. What is Bismillah? First thing, brother, first thing is jar majroor. Are you with me? What is bismi? Jar majroor. Now this explanation I'll give you. And I'll make a funny story out of it. I'll make a funny story out of it. It will make you laugh, inshallah. Okay. So, We say Bismillah all the time. So brother, why it is Ismi, Bismi? Why? Because Harf Jar came in front. But Ismullah is Mudaf Mudafili. There is much more to learn in this, brother, with reference to analysis. Inshallah, we will learn. Not now, but later on, inshallah. But the point before we go for break is that Mudaf Ilayhi will always be Majroor. And brother and sister, if it is definite noun with single Kasra, if it is otherwise, it can have a Tanween Kasra. Mudaf, okay, will always, I mean, be without Al. No Al on Mudaf. And no Tanween on Mudaf. But it can have different vowel signs, depending. Kitabullahi, fi kitabillahi. Kitabul baytullahi, min baytullahi. Okay? Inshallah. Is it clear? Little tired now? We need batteries to be recharged. Inshallah, let us take a break, inshallah. Our tea break. I want you to open the handout book, page number 5. What do you see on top of it? Masculine, feminine, and what else?
Cases.
I would love to hear from you. I can see dun, dan, din there. What do you see there? Dun, dan, din. What is dun, dan, din, brother? Marfu, mansub, majrur. Are you with me, brothers? Fine. Now, you see, there are nouns given. The first, the nouns are with tanween. What is the first noun? Muslimun. And then how will you write down? Musliman. Mansub form. And then Muslimin. But when you have a mansub form, brothers and sisters, Musli, and then I am adding here alif. I am adding here alif. And making it Musliman. But I added alif. Are you with me? That is a spelling rule. Only when it is indefinite, you will be adding alif. Make sure you do it right. How will you write down Musliman with alif? What is the next noun, brother? Sadiqun. If you write down Sadiqan, how will you write down Sadiqan, brothers? You will write down Sa, Di, Ka, and then you will add alif. Okay? With two fatah. Okay? It's a spelling rule, so you should not forget that. What's the next noun, brother?
Alimun.
Alimun, how will you write down mansub form?
Aliman.
How will you write down Aliman? Okay, brother. A, Li, Meem, and again Alif with two fatah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yes, Sister Fatima? No. Only if it is indefinite. Only if it is indefinite. Then only Alif will come. But not, there are certain exceptions. I will just tell you right away. Okay, let's go to brother Muslimun, then Musliman, and what will be next one?
Muslimin.
Now, this is masculine, muzakkar. How do you make a noun muannas? What do you do?
Ta marbuta.
Are you with me? So it will become Muslimatun. Are you with me? Muslimatun. And then make it mansub, Muslimatan. Now, Sister Fatima, no alif here. When there is a ta marbuta, you don't put alif. That's the rule here. Ta marbuta, even if it is indefinite, you will not put alif. But otherwise, you will put alif. See, you have here, say, kitabun. Make it mansub. How will you write kitaban? How will you write kitaban? Ki, ta, ban. But you will give alif. Okay. Are you following me, brothers? Are you following me? This is the spelling rule. Huh? When it is indefinite, when it is mansukh, the tanween is coming, you will give alif. Only when tanween is coming, we will give alif. Fine, brothers and sisters? Okay, then muslima tun, muslima tan, no alif, and muslima tin. Brother Farooq, are you with me? You follow. I want you to do the whole thing on weekend, brother. Now come with al. This is a Fatima. What is it? Al-Muslimu. All these nouns you will do again with al. Al-Muslimu. And next will be al-Musli. Ma. And then it will be al-Musli. Me. Because al has no tanween. Al-Muslimi. Make it muannas. Al-Muslima tu. Al-Muslima ta. Al-Muslima ti. No alif. You got to do it. Are you with me? Easy. Okay? But doing this will make you strong and you will retain in your mind. When you will write, you won't make mistake. This is your homework for the weekend. Huh? Okay, now brothers and sisters, having said that, we come to the main lesson. Page 27. We will not try to analyze. We will not try to analyze questions. But we will try to analyze the statements. Now, I again want to tell you, okay, Jumla Ismiya begins with a noun. We are looking in Jumla Ismiya, Mubtada and Khabar. Mubtada is always Marfu. Khabar is always Marfu. But then we learn that khabar can be of different kinds. If it is one word, then it is marfu. If it is not one word, instead, if it is a compound of jar majrur, then that shubu jumla becomes khabar. And we will learn one more rule in this lesson, slowly. But if it is one word, it will always be marfu. Only one word. Watch for it, brother. Okay. Akitabu Muhammadin Hada. Only this much. What's the translation of this? Akitabu Muhammadin Hada. Is this Muhammad's kitab? Are you with me? Is this Muhammad's kitab? Saeed is asking Yasir. Ya Yasiru. Ya Yasiru. Are you with me? See, Yasirun became Ya Yasiru. That is the rule which we will study in this lesson. It's very simple. Brother, if it is a noun with tanween, remember, if it is a noun with tanween, and if you put Ya, which is called Harfunida, particle of calling someone, Ya, okay, then the tanween will change into single Dhamma. It's very simple. It's coming in the lesson. But we'll learn it, inshallah. So, Yasirun became Ya Yasiru. It's simple. This is very simple. What is the answer? Yasir says, La. Hada Kitabu Hamidin. Translate, brothers and sisters?
No.
This is book of Hamid. This is... I want you to use of. Instead of Hamid's book, use of all the time.
Okay.
For our better understanding. Brother, what kind of a sentence is this? Nominal sentence. Where is Mubtada? Hada. And where is Khabar? Tell me, Kitabu? No. Kitabu only. Why? If the khabar is one word, mufrad, it has to be marfu. So, what is here one word which is marfu? It is kitabu only. Are you with me? Okay. Now, in madrasa, you know, they teach, but sometimes, you know, they follow their own rules, you know. Since last 300-400 years, many scholars also wrote grammar books in Urdu and other languages, brother. And they were cut off from the main Arab society. You know, and they carried on the job of dawah and teaching Quran and Islam. And sometimes they make some errors in their explanation. So one of the students came from madrasa. And when Dr. Abdurrahim was teaching him this sentence, you know, where is khabar? He said, Kitabu Hamidin. But Dr. Abdurrahim said, but khabar has to be marfu, you know. He said, no, my ustad said the khabar is Kitabu Hamidin. Khalas. You know? But according to the rules, khabar, when it is one word, it is always marfu. So where is one word here? Kitabu. So kitabu is your khabar, nothing else. But then we will write down. What we will write down, we'll explain. Haza mubtada kitabu khabar wa huwa mudaf. And it is mudaf. Are you with me? What will you write down? Wa huwa mudaf. And then we will write down Hamidin mudafilehi. If I write down in a simple way, brothers and sisters, a simple, simple analysis. Brothers and sisters, if I write down detailed analysis, if I write down detailed analysis, then you will be looking towards the door. You say, no, no, I don't want to learn. Whenever I used to explain some difficult rule, and when I was teaching in Jami Masjid, the in-charge was Brother Amjad. You know, I say, Brother Amjad, have you locked the doors? Because I'm teaching a very difficult grammar rule. I don't want people to run out of the door. Anyway, inshallah, we'll learn the slowly. It's a simple thing, brother. Here, okay? Haza. What is Haza? What is Haza? Mubtada. 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 It's Mubtada. Okay, and what is the next one? Kitabu. See how I'm writing? Kitabun. What will I write down? Khabarun. Wa and huwa, it is mudafun. Are you with me? This is a simple way. The detailed one we will learn in book 3, inshallah. And then, what is the next one? Hamidin. And what is Hamidin, brothers and sisters? Mudafun ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Got the idea? Mudafun ilayhi. Now on page number 23, page 23 in your handout, we have given you 4 pages of simple analysis. You can see it from time to time. Are you with me, brother? You can see that thing from time to time. And this will show you how we do simple analysis. Are you with me, Sister Salma? Inshallah, you'll look at it. But this is the formula. Hadha kitabu hamidin. If you have to analyze it, it is a jumla ismiya. We are looking for mubtada. Where is mubtada? Hadha. Okay, where is the khabar? Kitabu. But at the same time, kitabu is mudaf. So we mention that it is mudaf. And if you mention mudaf, then you got to mention mudaf ilayhi. You cannot leave it in the middle. Okay? Are you with me, brother? Mm-hmm. Fine. Very good. So, page 23, at home, you will go through it and try to understand. It's very simple. You know? It's very simple. Some of them, we have done it. Some of them, we haven't done it. But when we do it, you will understand, inshallah. Fine. Aina kitabu Muhammadin. Translate, brother. We are not analyzing because it's a question. Where is the book of Muhammad? Okay. huwa alal maktabi. Okay, brother, let us analyze it. Is it jumla ismiya? Yes. What is huwa? Mubtada. It is marfu, remember. It's a marfu. Where is the khabar? Alal maktabi. What is alal maktabi? Jar majrur shibu jumla. Are you with me? Jar majrur shibu. And what is hunaka? Over there. What is over there? It is called zarf. What is it? Adverb. Now, there are two kinds of adverbs. And I will be telling you, every time it comes, I'll be informing you. It is zarf. Zarfun. What is it, brother? Zarfun. I don't want to go in detail, but today you say zarf. Later on, after 2-3 sessions, I will then define. There are two kinds of zarf, brother. In English, we say adverb of time and adverb of place. Okay. And in Arabic, we say zarfu zaman and zarfu makan. It's very simple. So, hunaka means over there. Does it tell you about time? No. It tells you about place. So, it's a zarfu makan. That's all. This is how will you explain, brother? How will you explain the sentence? You will say, huwa mubtada ala alal maktabi jar majrur shibu jumla khabar. And hunaka zarf or zarfu makan. You want me to write? Okay. Now, okay, I'll write down. I will write down many things now. Since you have said, Sister Salma, here I'm writing. Watch it carefully. What did I write, brothers and sisters? Read first one. What did I write? Zarfu zamanin. Two words, it's a compound. What do you see in that compound? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Do you see? Translate. Adverb of time. Are you with me? Next one, read it. Zarfu makanin. What is it? Mudaf, mudaf. Do you see mudaf, mudaf ilayhi connection? You see? And then, okay, then what's the next one? Harfu atfin. Brother Hassan, you asked me the first day this, I think. What is this harfu atfin? I did not explain him because he had not learned mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. What is harfu atfin? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. How will you translate? Particle of linking. Are you with me? Particle of linking. So these are all the terms. Now you will be very familiar and you will understand. Are you with me, brother? Because now, today you know mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. Brother, you got to practice. You got to practice and this conjugation. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? You got to practice conjugation. Okay? And so that you know where the fi'l is and where the fa'il is. And you got to understand the concept of mudaf, mudaf ilayhi very well. If you won't work hard, brother, then you will be singing. You know what will you be singing? You know what you will be singing? Hawa mein udta jaye. What did I say? Hawa mein udta jaye mera fi'l aur mera fa'il, ho ji, ho ji. Then everything will be flying, not staying in your head. Idhar udhar lehraye, everywhere they are in the floating in the breeze. Idhar udhar lehraye mera muda for muda filei. Ho ji, ho ji. I just made a fun song, you know, because the original song is Hawa me urta jaye mera lal dupatta malmal ka. Ho ji. Okay? So I change into to tell you, you know, if you all work hard, then you will be singing this. Hawa me urta jaye mera fiel aur mera fail. Ho ji, ho ji. Idhar udhar lehraye mera mudafar mudafilehi. Ho ji, ho ji. Now this is the song of our childhood. So you young people, you have not heard them, you know. Have you heard this, Sister Salma? You have heard this. Okay. You must have heard this. You know? Okay. Anyway, brother. So work hard, brother. This is an opportunity. Don't miss it. Work very hard. Put your heart and soul into it, inshallah. And Allah will bless you with success. This is a golden opportunity. Should not miss it. Brother Faru.
What's the translation of
Zarfu Makan? Adverb of place. Okay, let me write down. Okay, good thing you asked me. Okay, brother, adverb of time. Adverb of place. Makan. And then this is particle of linking. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Got it? Atfin. Atfin. You know ataf? Which is conjunction. Atafun? Atfin. Atfin. Harfu atfin. Okay, brother, we go now. Aina daftaru ammarin. Translate, brother. Where is the notebook of Ammar? Fine. Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi. Now I think I have to tell you a story. I thought it won't come so soon, but it has come very soon. So I have to tell you a story now, brother. Brother, here is the thing. Maktabul mudarrisi. What is this, brothers and sisters? Mudaf mudafilehi. Then the sentence is huwa. Now the jumla ismiya starts. Huwa. Are you with me? Huwa. What is huwa? Mubtada. Are you comfortable with mubtada now? Brother, we got to become friendly with mubtada. They are very important. Okay? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Alal maktabi. Ala maktabi. Ala maktabi. If there was no mudarris, then I would have said alal maktabi. But because there is a chain there, I cannot say alal maktabi. I say ala. Okay, fine. I put here ala. What will happen now? Harf jar has come. What will happen now? It will become maktabi. Okay. And then mudarrisi will stay as a mudarrisi. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to understand something. And I know today I have given you a lot, an explanation, but I will be repeating them from time to time. There are two compounds here. How many compounds?
Two.
First compound is ala maktabi. And the second compound is maktabil mudarris. Okay? Fine. So I'm going to now do this, brother. Alal maktabi. Okay, brothers and sisters? And then I will try to do in green. Inshallah, it will come out okay, brother. I will do it hard, brother. Brother Akbar said, write it hard. So it will come, inshallah, better. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I made two groups. Huh? So look at it, brother. Ala harjar. Harjar, ism majrur. Where is the ism majrur?
Maktabi.
And then, maktabil mudarisi. What is maktabil mudarisi?
Mudafili.
So in other words, maktabi is playing two roles. What is it doing?
Two roles.
It is playing two roles. Huh? The first role is that it is ism majrur. What is the second role? Mudaf. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. That was excellent. So what is Maktabi doing? Maktabi has changed himself into Dilip Kumar.
Double role.
Ram or Shyam. Maktabi is playing double role now, like Ram or Shyam. On one hand, it is playing the role of Ism Majrur. And then it is turning around and making himself Mudaf. Brother, you understood, mashallah, with ease, inshallah. Do you understand? Abdul Qadir, Brother Faru. Look at it. Two compounds, but Maktab is playing two roles. So this is how will you, if you had to analyze it, you will say, Ala, what is Ala? Brother, what is Harfu Jarrin? Mudaf, Mudafili. How will I translate? Particle of? Pulling down. Particle of pulling. Which is, when you say harfu jar, it means preposition. What does it mean?
Preposition.
But harfu jar itself is a mudaf mudafili. It's itself mudaf mudafili. See, now you understand mudafili. When you see it in this form, look at the Quran. Look at handouts. There are many verses from the Quran we have put where the mudaf mudafili is coming in Quran. Okay, are you with me, brother? So you say ala harfu jar. And what will you say? Maktab ism majrur. But then you will again say wahua mudaf. What will you say? Double role, brother. See, this thing, brothers and sisters, this thing you will always be remembering. What will you remember? Wahua mudaf. Wahua mudaf. And it is also mudaf. So this is what it is. Got the idea? So we go to the sentence. Huwa ala maktabil mudarrisi.
Particle of pulling.
Harf jar. Jar is to pull. Brother, it was dhamma, it made it into kasra.
Okay, that's pulling.
when the harf char will come, it will always pull the last vowel sign down. But unless the noun is stubborn and doesn't want to go down, we got a lot of stubborn. They are stubborn. They will not go down. Got the idea, brother? Inshallah.